This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions time. Great to share these minutes with you. We live in dangerous times, don't we? Around the world today, terrible things are happening. Have a look at the news tonight on TV. And if you feel insecure, it's because we probably are. The world never was as safe as we thought it was, so no wonder we feel a bit more anxious today. Well, the researchers say that there are five primary marks of insecurity, and here they are. Helplessness, isolation, vulnerability, fear of the future, and extreme pessimism. So insecurity leads us to say things like, something bad's going to happen to me, there's nothing I can do about it, no one can help me. Well, that can be frightening, can't it? So it's not often the big picture that troubles us as much as the problems of day-by-day living. We worry about our finances, our job security, we're going to have a job, whether or not our marriage will make it through, our health, what's going to happen in old age, and our superannuation, our investments, and there's a whole host of personal issues that sap our courage and often cause us to stay awake worrying about tomorrow and or even the day or the week or the month after tomorrow. We serve a God who is in charge of our universe. This is what I want to say today, that God sees the big picture, he knows what's going on, but also God knows the tiniest details of my life and yours. Now, we use a word to describe that, and that's the word providence. We talk sometimes of God's providence, but do you know what it means? In English, the word providence has two parts. It's pro and video, put together, pro, video, meaning to see before. So we serve a God, a providential God. It's encouraging to know that he upholds all things, he governs our world, he directs everything that it's to its appointed end. He does all this in every circumstance. Even when we don't realize what's going on, someone said that God doesn't roll dice. You know, nothing happens by chance. And there's an interesting experience we read in the New Testament, and this is in Matthew 10. Jesus was actually giving some teaching to his disciples, his followers, and he warned them that when they go out into the world, things were going to be a bit hostile. And even though some people would oppose them and try, in fact, to put them to death, he said, "You shouldn't be afraid of what's going to happen to you." Well, that's a big thing, isn't it, to say. I think it's helpful to say today that trouble may come and will come, but God has not forgotten you. Now, here's an interesting illustration. Jesus said in Matthew 10, "Aren't two sparrows sold for only a cent? But your Father knows when any one of them falls to the ground." Now, sparrows in the New Testament times were among the humblest birds in that time. They were considered food for the poor. And because they were cheap, the poor people could actually afford to buy them and to offer them in sacrifice to the Lord. This was at the temple. If they couldn't afford a lamb or a goat or a bull, as other people did, they could buy two sparrows for a penny. Pretty cheap, isn't it, by any standard? But God knows about this tiny bird, cares about the sparrow. So that really is a very high view of God's involvement in the tiny things of our world. So he said to the disciples, even if trouble comes, he said, even the hairs on your head are counted. That's Matthew 10, verse 30. Even the hairs on your head are counted. Have you ever tried to count the number of hair on your head? Most of us probably tried that when we were children. Really, you couldn't work that one out. But scientists say the average human head is covered with 100,000 strands of hair. And they say that about 50 strands fall out each day, no matter what you do. So it's fascinating trivia. Not something we really think about, is it? But God cares for things so little as the strand of hair on your head. So if he cares about the strand of hair on your head, he knows each of us individually. God's knowledge of us is not general, but it's specific. He knows us through and through, and he loves us. It's an amazing thing. So he said, don't be afraid. He said, you are worth much more than many sparrows. Isn't it wonderful that tiny sparrows worth so little, and yet God cares for them? And he said, you are worth more than a bushel of sparrows. Jesus died on the cross for you and me. So his blood that was shed on the cross is the badge of his love, the proof of his affection. Lord, you enable us to walk with our God, to be patient and generous with people. You want us to value other people. So help us to do it well, I pray in his name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.